The fact that chaos doesn't totally dominate remains a huge mystery, which may only be solved by Akasha. Here the needs of physics and the Vedic rishis begin to converge in startling ways. The rishis were focused on consciousness as a universal principle. But to have a thinking universe, they needed to explain how the cosmic mind works, how it holds itself together and organizes itself into thoughts. Physics also needs to know how the universe holds itself together and organizes into coherent forms. Physics was drawn step by step into the void because nothing in the visible world was adequate to explain what had to be explained. The zero point became an all-inclusive field of fields that encompasses every unseen or virtual particle in the universe. The void turned out to be a seething exchange of energy, not just between photons and electrons, but in every conceivable quantum event. Suddenly, the unseen has become incredibly more powerful than the seen. But in what way is the field of fields like a mind, the thing the rishis were looking for? Thinking, the basic operation of the mind, organizes reality to make sense. The universe does this physically. It forms complex systems. DNA is one example, but genes didn't create life simply by stringing simple atoms along a double helix. There are spaces between each genetic bit, and this sequencing is all important. An amoeba differs from a human being in the sequence of carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, and nitrogen along its genes, not in the atoms themselves. The fact that empty spaces or gaps between genetic material is so important brings us back to the void, where something is arranging random events so that they are meaningful. Once a form has been created, it has to be remembered in order to stay together. The universe remembers what it has created and meshes it with older systems. The Earth's ecosystem is a good example. Life forms constantly relate to each other in exquisite balance. The oxygen given off by plants during photosynthesis, for example, would eventually poison the entire atmosphere, killing off all vegetation that needs carbon dioxide were it not for the evolution of animals, which consume the oxygen and return carbon dioxide back to plants. This extremely complex balance can be traced back to the void, where every single fluctuation in virtual energy is passed along and absorbed by another virtual particle in need of energy. The basic pattern is very simple, but when trillions of energy exchanges are involved every second, as they are with life on Earth, the incredible ability to keep one form separate from another, yet in dynamic relationship, is mind-boggling. There are other things the mind can do that are paralleled in the universe. The mind can keep track of two events separated in time. That is how we recognize a face today that we saw years ago, for example. Similarly, the universe keeps track of any two paired electrons. They will be paired for all time, even if they travel millions of light years apart. Uncannily, if one of the paired electrons should change in position or spin, its twin will change simultaneously. The zero-point field communicates without regard for time, distance, or the speed of light. The Vedic rishis were fortunate that they started out believing that consciousness was real and needed no proof. Physics doesn't hold that consciousness is a given. To speak of a self-aware universe puts one at the fringes of speculative thinking in physics. But for our purposes in looking for evidence of the afterlife, it is vital to show that consciousness is everywhere, because then there would be nowhere to go after we die that isn't conscious.